mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two on this Wednesday, the 23rd day of February 2005 edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Wide open phones. Any issue, any news item you'd like to discuss, we'll get you up and on the air. Well, they rejected electronic tracker toll roads in England in large sections of the country. They forced it on them in London. But here in the United States, they don't care what the people want. They're just pushing ahead with it. Meanwhile, I have this article out of the News and Record. Patrol cars to be tracked by satellite. Big Brother will soon have its eyes on Greensboro and High Point cops. And every week I see an article where cop cars get GPS put in them. And because the cops are forced to do it, then as they're going to push it to be the law for the citizens, they'll say, hey, civilians, which they're civilians too, but now they're a military nomenclature. They call us civilians. They're the authorities. We're the servants. Hey, you better take it too. We've had it for years. This is one more thing the globalists do. So we should try to stand up for the police and ensure that they're not tracked by these satellite tracker boxes. And don't think it'll bust bad cops. Whenever a bad cop's doing something, that'll all be covered up. And then good cops, if they want to get in trouble, they'll find some small thing they did or 5 minutes too long at 7-Eleven and fire them. That's already been happening. Pakistan may use nukes against India. That's what one of the big Indian newspapers is saying. That's what the CIA is supposedly saying. They're reporting on it. Cash under threat from RFID payments. More and more people are paying with RFID tracker chips. Mars pictures reveal frozen sea. This out of the BBC, a really big development there. The U.S. drug czar likens fighting drugs to the war on terror. See, everything is an act of terror now. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Justin in Ohio, then Philip, Malta, and others. Justin, go ahead.
Oh, hi, Al. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the transhumanist that you had on a couple days ago, maybe a week ago. I thought his major problem was his diehard religion of the theory of evolution. And I wanted to bring up the name, kind of like name drop. If you ever heard of Dr. Kent Hovind?
No, I think I've heard that name. I can't place it, but I would just say this. For those that don't know what you're talking about, basically tell them what the transhumanist was saying.
Well, he believes in the further evolution of the human species and kind of saying that there's going to be different species of humans than this.
And our life form's going to basically end. We're going to become machines, basically.
Well, yeah, they promote into the high schools like evolution's a fact in the first place, which is not even close to anything. We're all human. We're all the same species. We're all human beings and have the same rights. And Dr. Hovind's thing is he's been talking for about the past 15 years and traveling, trying to destroy this religion of evolution and wake people up as to the true truth of the creation story. And if anybody's interested out there, his website's drdino.com. I'm sorry for plugging somebody else on your show, but I think a lot of your listeners might be interested into it and some of the material he puts out.
Yeah, I think he's based in Pensacola.
Yes.
I'm familiar with who you're talking about now.
Yeah, he does did a video on the New World Order. He's actually the guy that woke me up to the whole what's going on.
Well, the human species is made in the image of God. It is sacred. And the open manipulation with the species is just insane. It's very dangerous. And it's we've got to hold the line against this, but the globalists don't want to. Thanks for the call.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Really interesting points. Philip, Malta, and others, you're up next. 1-800-259-9231. A ton of really important news coming up. And, of course, more of your phone calls. We'll take a lot of them in this hour. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills, you've tried counting calories, you've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
If you're joining us for the first time, I love this country. I love freedom. I don't look at politics through whether they're a Republican or a Democrat. I look at what they do, their actions. I read the UN documents. I read the public publications of the Council on Foreign Relations. I read the transcripts and the press releases from the Davos World Economic Forum. I have read the NAFTA and GATT documents for the Pan-American Union. And they say they're getting rid of our sovereignty. We're going to be taxed at 87%. We're going to be taxed in our cars. That's going to be the new big wave of taxation. Thousands and thousands of dollars a year. Everything we do, tracked and traced. Just like all your cell phones are now. And they're also going to have a national sales tax with a whole other layer of taxation that will also track and trace what you do and bring federal control into every terminal in the country. They're going to have a national draft, a national compulsory service. It's the official documents. Don't worry, you won't have to serve overseas. You'll have to serve here domestically, though. Literally in tattletale squads where you watch your neighbors, or say you're in Houston, Texas, you'll watch people in Chicago, Illinois for 2 hours a day. You'll have to, quote, volunteer. It's compulsory volunteerism. More doublespeak. Sitting at your computer screen, watching a split screen of different surveillance cameras around the country, and if you don't, They'll even simulate fake terror attacks on the computer screen, and then you'll get in trouble if you don't report it to police immediately. You'll be hooked into the Chicago Command Center from Houston, Texas. This is the New York Times, Associated Press, Reuters, CNN. I heard about this before they started announcing it, but I mean, this is how bad it's going to be, folks. Hell on earth. All your children, twice a year, you'll get the CPS visit, whether you live in a million-dollar house or a, you know, one-bedroom apartment. Your children will be forcibly psychologically tested. The government says they're going to forcibly put half the children on drugs. Already with foster children, over two-thirds are on it. That shows what they do when they get control. It's just a total nightmare. You're going to have the Republicans in New York successfully got a law passed so they can sue gun manufacturers. That's now happening. That's going to shut down the gun manufacturers. Arnold's banning rifles, banning ammo. The NRA's arguing against the Second Amendment in federal trials. We've actually read the transcripts, court proceedings here. We're going to lose everything. Total open borders, a huge NAFTA highway coming right up from Mexico down into Guatemala, into South America, right up, splitting off at Dallas into Oklahoma and fanning out throughout the country, a giant international highway where everyone will legally come and go. Just total end of our sovereignty, one currency. Last week, the Globe and Mail, the big official paper of Canada, had the article where they got the documents, which we already had years ago, but here they were going, my gosh, we're going to lose our sovereignty to America and Mexico. We're going to have one currency, one taxation. We're going to have foreign police here. And it went on to mention how the foreign police were already there. State police from Texas are there teaching their cops how to run checkpoints. Folks, I mean, I'm upset about this. I love this country. And it's so bad. And they're setting up all these new administrative law courts that have no authority, where there's no due process, where there's no judge, jury, or anything. It's just an administrative lawyer ruling on you. I've got stacks of articles where they're just grabbing people's property pell-mell, no just compensation. I mean, it's getting bad. We're being looted. Looted is the word. It's just, we're being ravaged. Classical, wild, out-of-control tyranny. But because people are so mesmerized by television and so mesmerized by Desperate Housewives and Paris Hilton and the porno and the rest of it, that they're totally disconnected from reality. They're just drinking their beer, watching their football game, smoking their dope, snorting their cocaine, taking their Ritalin and Prozac, while their kids are in the back room playing the video game with their UN soldiers torturing Americans to death. Oh, yeah, they have games like that. You know, killing the prostitute and raping her, getting bonus cash. Running over old ladies, getting bonus cash. They're being given tattletale cards at school, being asked to write journals about what's in your parents' medicine cabinet. I mean, it's just Twilight Zone. I'm living in the Twilight. I mean, we've got Arnold Schwarzenegger, who openly says he wants to be a dictator and that he admires Nazis like Adolf Hitler and Kurt Waldheim, and he campaigns for Kurt Waldheim. And according to Unchallenged magazine reports, he loves to dominate people and makes employees who aren't attractive get on their knees and call themselves ugly dogs till they cry. He's for gun control, open borders, abortion on demand. And he's hailed by Republicans. I watched them cry as he gave a speech at the RNC. It's in my new film. Chanting his name and crying. Oh, Fuhrer, oh, Fuhrer. Oh, our leader. It's Twilight Zone. If you'd have told me 10 years ago Arnold Schwarzenegger would be governor and they'd ignore all his dirt and they'd be forced psychologically testing and talking about doing it to adults now. And my dad came over Sunday. Or was it Saturday? It was Sunday. And after they'd gone to church, and we were going to go eat lunch. And I'm driving with him, and my wife and my mother and the kids are driving in the car in front of us. And my dad goes, look at my new cell phone. My dad's the type that uses something until it breaks. He had like some 5-6-year-old cell phone. He was very proud of his new cell phone. He goes, look, it's true what you said. And he holds it up to me as he's driving, and he goes, see that crosshair on there? He goes, that means I'm being tracked. He goes, here's the new owner's manual. And I said, I know. And he goes, yeah, I know. I heard you talk about October 1st, 2000, how all phones by law are tracked, satellite tracked, triangulated by the cell towers, and this tells me if I'm being tracked. And he goes, yeah, it's just incredible. And it's just everywhere, people. I mean, it just, I'm not playing, I'm not, this is not a radical broadcast. This is not radical what we're talking about here. It's not radical at all. We'd be weirdos if we weren't upset. I mean, 90-plus percent of us aren't against the toll roads, and we catch them involved in bribery and fraud and scams and trying to intimidate people. And frankly, I've been threatened over this toll road thing. I didn't want to talk about it. It's just so evil, so corrupt, and it's going in all over the country. And they don't care. That tells you it's tyranny. When you're all against it, when it's a huge fraud, when the documents show they've got plenty of money, and they don't care. They just don't care. They're going to do it all to us. The elite we've got are so criminal. They are so evil. There's no way for me to even chronicle all their evil, to even try to give any of it ample attention. God help us. Just God help us. I mean, we've killed 55 million children in this country. What do you expect? And you made excuses and rationalized it, so now it's the old people, and it's the retarded, and it's the people who don't, quote, aren't worth living, who are begging for their lives and begging for water and food. And, you know, now it's, and the troops are breathing depleted uranium and coming back and dying in mass, and their children three times more likely to be deformed. And it's just evil. And they steal trillions from the Pentagon, and nobody gets in trouble, and just wall-to-wall corruption. Walled, the criminals took over. And they got slick advertising experts, propagandists working for them that know how to package it real nice. I pray your eyes will be opened out there listening. The people that feel like you're part of the system, feel like you're part of the establishment, whether you're an executive at Dell Computer or a cop or some bureaucrat, and you feel like you've done good in the system and you feel like you're part of it and you're doing okay. Listen to me. You better check out what I'm saying. Let's take a call. I guess Philip in Virginia, and then Malta, Wayne, Eric, and others. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Alex, absolutely astonishing information. And it reminds me of a bumper sticker I saw a while back. If you're not outraged, then you're not paying attention.
You know, I think I'm going to copy that bumper sticker. I've even said I want to have that bumper sticker available. Exactly.
Yes. But anyways, we are making some progress, one step forward, two steps back. But, the people who voted down the toll road, that was good of them to do that. Over here in the police state of Virginia, we still have the facial recognition cameras. I think they're the only one in the country right now, but they did shoot down the red light cameras. They're move to defund that, but who knows?
Well, they're in Virginia Beach after Tampa dropped it, is the only place that publicly admits it. But if you read internal documents, almost all the cameras in the country, the big high-quality digitals, are hooked in. I mean, anything can be face scanning. They just feed it to the software.
Yeah, I figured that was just a smokescreen, to make everybody feel good. That, they're only in one place,
Yes, sir.
You just so much stuff that you were discussing.
Well, take your time. Talk about whatever you want.
You were talking about I was listening to you about all the research that you had done, and that was reminding me of a scripture, folks. You need to understand Yahweh's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, okay? That is why they're being destroyed. And if you have that knowledge, then you're not going to be destroyed. And that's to encourage everybody out there that, you got to put your trust in him, and he is going to protect you in all of this. But do you know if it's against the law to police the police?
Well, you can't interfere with them, and now that means being, 1,000 miles away from them and covering what they're doing. But no, it's not against the law to police the police. In fact, it's our duty.
Okay, well, I just wanted to know if you wanted to call this guy and ask him why they arrested this fellow yesterday.
Well, stay there. Tell me about what happened when we get back. I have no idea. I'm sure it'll be interesting and probably scary. Stay there, Phil, Philip. Then we'll go to Malta, Wayne, Eric, and everybody else. Wide open phones today. PresentPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, and I'm here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of strength, lack of stamina, lack of sleep, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the husband, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all of these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave patch. It is safe, non-invasive, and is currently being used by world-renowned athletes, Olympics, professional, collegiate, high school, and little leagues alike. Everyday businessmen and women in all walks of industry. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock? This is truly the answer you've been looking for. Get your free sample at www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, your free sample at lifewavepromotions.com.
Philip in Virginia. And of course, for those that don't know who Philip is, he's a talk show host there in Virginia doing a great job on the station that I'm on, thanks to his great work. Philip, tell us what happened to somebody you know.
No, I don't know this fellow.
Oh, it's a news article. Okay.
No, it didn't even make the news that I know of. But what happened was I noticed a police, couple of police officers arresting this fellow a couple of houses down. So I just walked down there to find out what was going on. They wouldn't answer any of my questions or anything like that. So I called the station, and they said that, well, that was to protect his rights, you know, that in case, you know, somebody, they didn't want the embarrassment of being arrested for something like that. And I said, well, he sure didn't seem like he would have been embarrassed. He looked like he was innocent or something to me. But anyways, They just didn't want to answer any of my questions. I did find out that he was under arrest, and they wouldn't answer for what for, but the older officer just...
Well, the founding fathers said that we were to be real nosy in the government's business and that they were not to be in our business. So we're not supposed to be in our neighbor's business. We're supposed to be in their business. That's the price of liberty's eternal vigilance. And I do that a lot. If I see suspicious stuff going on with the police, or I've seen the state police before throwing people's goods out on the side of the road and little kids standing out in the 105-degree temperature on the side of the road, you know, with the fire ants, I pulled over before and started videotaping them, and the state police will pull around and go, "What are you doing?" And I'll go, "I'm videotaping you. I'm watching what you're doing. I'm involved in oversight." "Well, why? That's bad." "Oh, but your camera's on me. You're good, right?" And I've got that on video. I ought to put that in a film. We had the police working with the military a few years ago out at the old airport, and we were probably 200 yards away in a whole other parking lot of a business across the street. Man, the cops pull over, start yelling at us, tell us to turn the cameras off, and we just say, "Hey, First Amendment," and then they back off. See, it's all about, I'm not against the police per se. I'm against this mentality. Any other comments?
Exactly, yeah. But I do got to give him credit. He did call me back. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm going to follow up with it and find out what happened. But anyway, there's did you cover former Bush interpreter draws U.S. Ire? Frederick Burks once had the ear of the president as an interpreter, and now he's a star witness in the Bali bombing.
No, I'm not aware of that.
Yeah. He was a former interpreter for Bush, and he revealed that they tried to U.S. urge secret Bashir move before the Bali bombing, and they wouldn't cooperate. So they get something blown up because they don't go along with it.
What publication was that in?
This was in Wall Street Journal, front page of yesterday's paper.
Can you find me an online version of that, or mail me a clipping?
I sure will.
Well, the reason that's important is I do know about the Bali bombing. The FBI pulled out of the hotel 3 hours before the bomb went off for, quote, an emergency situation, and then a lot of evidence linked it back to intelligence services. And then it turned out that the Australians did know about it beforehand and didn't warn their people.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And so now the interpreter is saying they knew?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's saying that they tried to, because they wouldn't play hardball with the U.S. government by handing this guy over, the supposed al-Qaeda imam or something like that, that they wouldn't hand this guy over. So it wasn't long after that that they had a mysterious bombing in Bali.
The article actually, wow.
Yeah.
Wall Street Journal. Well, thanks for the call and keep up the good work.
Okay.
God bless you. Malta in Denmark, thanks for holding. Go ahead, Malta.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
No, I don't. This RDF shipping in products.
Yes, RFID in products. Yes.
I talked to my father about that, and he asked for some evidence. What's the evidence you have on that?
There's probably been 5,000 articles. I mean, literally, there's like 50 a day. I mean, it's insane.
But
USA Today, Associated Press. Gillette razors, Michelin tires. They say all products are going to have it. Walmart's ordered all their suppliers to have it in by the end of the year. They won't carry their products. I mean, it's just, here's an article. I've got like 3-4 articles today. I mean, literally, cash under threat from RFID payments, VNU Net News. Cash is increasingly coming under threat from radio frequency ID, contactless payment systems that require a user-only wave of a small object, such as a credit card, key ring, or mobile phone near a reader terminal. According to ABI Research, the coming year will see a sharp increase in the number of contactless payment opportunities for consumers. And it goes, I mean, there it is right there.
What about confirming but for the authorities? I mean, I don't know, maybe the Department of Commerce or something like that. Are they making confirming in the media about that?
Well, the Department of Commerce and the Defense Department have ordered all their suppliers to have it.
Okay.
So that's the tie-in there.
But they're probably their own...
Stay there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down,
my
down,
friends,
down.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I wasn't telling you just how bad things really
burns,
are.
Burns, burn.
A lot of people have this idiosyncratic or self-centered worldview that, well, if it doesn't affect me, it doesn't matter, or, well, if I just have a good attitude about it, that'll make it okay and make it go away, or look on the bright side of it. Well, the bright side is, we're not your slaves, New World Order, and we've only begun to fight, and you will be defeated. And you're involved in every form of evil imaginable, including government-run white slavery rings, and we're going to expose you. We have a responsibility. But Malta in Denmark was asking me some questions about RFID chips.
Yeah.
Which are going in, I mean, into all the products now. They're constantly pushing it and promoting it. And I didn't quite understand your last question.
No, it was not my question. It was my father's question. I mean, I don't know. I understand he may probably don't trust newspaper. Maybe just because there's a newspaper article.
Well, look. I mean, newspapers lie, they spin, they twist. But most news is just this plane crashed, this person got elected, this person died, we're putting these, you know, this new video game came out. I mean, the industry publications aren't lying, they're just telling you about what they're doing. What they're doing is spinning it, how wonderful RFID, radio frequency identification
devices. That's not the way in Europe. They censor things they don't like and don't read about it. All these big newspapers you have here about the European Union, that's new newspaper never going out to print. I don't know. They just don't print it.
Yeah.
But
hey,
they don't exist.
Thanks for your call. I really do appreciate the call from Denmark. Frankly, I have found that European papers will report on our corruption, and our papers will report on their corruption because the other side never reads it, basically. But if you look at who owns the newspapers overseas, it's the same people that own our newspapers. So they'll report on the other group's dirt to make it look like they're giving you some inside information. But what we can do is go get the foreign news, bring it here, and break that media monopoly, that media blackout. Let's just go a little bit faster now through your calls. I want to get to everybody. Wayne in Nebraska. Wayne, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was going to say that our former governor, Mike Johans, is now the Secretary of Agriculture, and now they're cutting the farm subsidies, so this Republican state, these farmers are going to find out just what Bush really is like.
So are you a fan of the subsidies?
Oh, not really, but, you know, some of these, I think it should be a free market, but of course, we're prohibited from it because of we're controlled by the corporations. And it's just like the diesel fuel. You know, we could make soy diesel, and it's a better diesel. And there's other, you know, stuff that we could do with our subsidies. But being that the government has every control over everything, you know, they don't give the small guy any chance.
Well, I totally agree with you. And the way these subsidies are written up, the big agribusiness is going to still get their money, and then the small farm or rancher had to have the subsidies to compete against the system that was set up to not be fair. So what they do is they have a system that isn't free market. They get people addicted to the subsidies, then they start taking them away. And you're right, but notice he's cutting the subsidies for farmers, but then increasing all the big corporate welfare.
Right, and I also wanted to say that, you know, right now, too, they're starting to cry, peace, you know. I think this is a time that I want to hinge on what one of your former callers had said about people who don't know the Bible or are biblically illiterate, I'd like to say. But, you know, basically, we're going to go into Iran. That's where Daniel was standing on the Tigris when he saw what he saw. And I believe that we're here, as Paul said, to be witnesses, and I think you do a great witness. I want to give you a great deal of credit. But I think that a lot of people don't know what the unforgivable sin is, and that's when we're delivered up. And I think that's what this all these troops and all this stuff is here for, is to deliver us up so that we can let the Holy Spirit speak through us. That's the unforgivable sin.
To not accept the Holy Spirit.
Right, that's exactly right. We're here to be delivered up. And I believe that's in the book of Luke. So anyway, we're here. We're here to swing the sword of the Lord, and a lot of people don't know what that sword is, but it's truth. It's God's, you know, it comes out of the mouth of God, his word, his
tongue.
Well,
unfortunately, they've bought off most of the Christian leaders.
Oh, you know, and really, they're the ones who's going to be crying for the rocks to fall upon them when they follow the wrong Jesus, what they're doing now. And this Terry Schiavo case, you know, these people are committing murder, and they're going to have to stand before God, too. And I'm glad I'm not standing in their shoes when they do.
Well, you know, it's bad what they're doing to Terry, but the other cases that the Wall Street Journal's reported on, people begging, please give me water. And they just tie them down and kill them. I mean, the average person doesn't know that's going on. It's not a secret, though. It's been in the big newspapers.
And then you go to these nursing homes, and, you know, just like, my father died 2 years ago. He died a pretty horrible death. But I couldn't believe, you know, here it's $6,000 a month. There's probably a lot more. But it just to lie there and very little care.
It's incredible. You know, if you've got to put your parents in a nursing home, if you've got to do it, you need to be there every day, folks. And I have to commend my aunt and uncle when my grandfather had to go in a nursing home for the last 6 months of his life because, you know, he was just totally incapacitated. His mind was still there, his body wasn't. He went there every day. And, you know, our parents wiped our bottoms. Our parents picked up our puke. Our parents loved us and honored us. And to not take care of your parents, to not spend time with your parents, that is, it just shows how sick we are. And these yuppies warehouse their folks, let them die of the bed sores, the rest of it, while they're out playing golf. And don't they know their little scumbag kids are going to do the same thing to them? I mean, it's, you know, it just, God help us. We're a bunch, we're worse than animals. We really are scum. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
And, you know, somebody has to say it. I mean, and look, I've been working, no exaggeration, I worked 20 hours yesterday. And I didn't take any stimulants to do it other than two cups of coffee. Cup of coffee in the morning and a cup of coffee at about 10 o'clock at night, trying to finish this film. Because I know I'm not going to be here forever, and I need to get this, you know, I need to get these type of works out. And I got home, and I guess it's from not sleeping enough. I've always been able to go to sleep right away, and I laid there, and I didn't sleep last night. I just rolled around in bed, and I thought about my grandmother that died, my grandfathers that died. I thought about dogs I had that died. I thought about life, how short it is. I thought about shooting stars, how they're just there for a second. I thought about my children. I thought about, my God, I got to do everything I can to give them a better world and not let them live in this cesspit the globalists are creating. You think it's bad now, and the mouth of hell is just now opening. And I don't know, I just did not really sleep. I guess about, I got home about 3 o'clock, couldn't go to bed, I guess, till about 6, 7 o'clock. My wife's, get up, got to go do a radio interview. And I don't feel bad today not sleeping. I started this whole story because I haven't been visiting my sole remaining grandparent. 80-something years old. I spent a week with her at Christmas when I went on a vacation once, and I haven't been on a week-long vacation in 5-6 years. And I saw her at my birthday was last week, so she came over for that. I mentioned that. But I need to go see her more often. You know, she's got breast cancer. We need to pray for her. So here I am saying, you know, spend time with your parents. I need to spend more time with my grandmother. I just have to do more. So I don't want to be a hypocrite. I just, God help us. I mean, folks, it's bad. The globalists are really bad people. I mean, they openly talk about how they want to kill 85 to 95% of us in their own publications, and they know you're not reading their publications. It's sick. So God help us. Let's talk to Eric in Texas. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Al.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Yeah, that's their goal, is to try to separate our families. That's what we've got to keep in our forefront.
Speak up for me.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to keep our families in the forefront all the time. That's what they try to do, separate our families. That's all that we're going to have, you know, keep our blood.
It's all we've got.
Yep. Wayne was talking about the two witnesses, and that's in Mark 13, Matthew 24, Luke 21. And you're right. You know, they got to have the Bible at the forefront. But if I called about what's happened on the thing with the Boys Town, with Johnny Gosch and Jeff Gannon, those are the same people. And that has also, you know, with Warren Buffett.
Well, everybody keeps calling about this, and I really can't get into it because I haven't studied the particulars of what you're talking about, sir.
Okay, well, it's...
I mean, what news report is this? What are you talking about?
Well, I heard it off of Skolnick. You know who that is?
Yeah, Sherman Skolnick.
Yeah. Is he credible?
He's done a lot of good reporting. I mean, some of it I can't confirm.
Okay. Well, also...
Look, I'm not going to censor you, but I'll promise you this. I'll make my best attempt to go research these claims.
And then try
to talk about it, but I really don't want to go into stuff that I haven't confirmed.
That's very interesting. I'd like to know more about it. Is your opinion the same as it was a couple weeks ago about Ward Churchill?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know. I haven't heard of him until you mentioned him, and then I have Free Speech Television, and he's been on there a lot, and he doesn't know everything about, you know, the UN and stuff. I don't think he's a CIA agent. I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, no, I just said he fits the mold. And for those that don't know, he's the professor from Colorado who I've seen locally here in Austin when he came to speak and seen him on TV.
He's a bully. He's a bully. I agree with that.
So you've seen how, I mean, he's
really...
he's
bullish, you know, but I think he has good intentions in his heart, but I don't think that, he definitely doesn't know the
whole
story.
Well, for those that just joined us who are in the dark right now, let me just remind them who he is.
Okay.
He said that the people weren't innocent who died in the towers, they were Nazis.
Yeah,
and Al-Qaeda are basically freedom fighters. And that is so bad and so...
It's bad.
At so many different levels, and I appreciate your call.
Sorry.
Since you raised it, Eric, let me just talk about it briefly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Number one, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's Al-Qaeda. Number one, it's not Al-Qaeda, it's Al-Qaeda. And the whole left in this country, large portions of it, that it was a popular uprising of the impoverished and downtrodden against the evil corporations and the capitalists. And Al-Qaeda struck against the heart of America's arrogance. And the people that died were Nazis and weren't innocent. The people in there working on the lighting systems, the people working on the furnaces, the people... you know, all the hundreds of secretaries, the janitor, you know, the Korean War vet is still working as a janitor, 70-something years old. They did not deserve to die. Now, number one, they didn't deserve to die. But most importantly, Al-Qaeda is a CIA creation. The Arabs on board the aircraft were government agents who thought they were part of a drill. Nerve gas was released and the planes were flown into the buildings. Now, that's just what happened, okay? I got 1,000 pieces of evidence. I've gone over it over and over again. It's as clear as the nose on my face. It's a fact. Perhaps next hour in 10 minutes I'll go over what really happened on 9/11. It's important to do that on occasion. I'll kind of give you a summation as I did on a St. Louis radio station this morning. It's important that we understand this. We now know what happened. And then Bin Laden takes a little bit of the blame for it, you know, puts out some propaganda that's half believable. Number one, qui bono, as they say, as the Romans would say, when they were having a trial. Who stands to gain? Who has motive? Who profits is the literal translation. Qui bono. Who stands to gain? Qui bono. Qui bono. Now, do you think Iraq and Iran and Syria stood to gain from flying hijacked jets into buildings knowing it would bring down the total wrath? Well, no, it wouldn't. And they said the CIA did it day one, and that Al-Qaeda CIA, and if they catch Al-Qaeda in their country, they cut their heads off immediately and say publicly, CIA agent, die. Now, going back, PNAC, with Dick Cheney writing the memos, publicly did say, we need terror attacks, helpful Pearl Harbor events to get these people mobilized. Brzezinski said, to control our slaves, he called the slaves, best-selling book, I hate to plug it all the time, grand chessboard, he said, the American people are our slaves, he says it, are our slaves. And to control them, we've got to have terror attacks in America on the order of Pearl Harbor. Now, see, the globalists have the motive. Then we look at who did 9/11, and sure enough, those with a motive did it. And so Ward Churchill, that punk, I like to see him get in my face and shove me. I don't like big bullies. Just something about big guys getting in my face. But the point is that you saw the scene when he was here in town. Friends of mine, he was just being real rude to him, and you're an idiot, and just... You know, just totally, but it was the spirit of it. I mean, I'm obnoxious, too. Everybody's a little bit. I mean, it's just the way he does it. It's a relish of it. You know, to say, Al-Qaeda were freedom fighters when they attacked us, and yeah, it was a strike again. The people in those towers, that plays into the whole paradigm. That was a government op, and you'd have to be an idiot not to know it. I mean, I've had German defense ministers on. I've had former top CIA analysts for the whole CIA on saying it. I mean, anybody with a brain, folks, knows. I've had military officers on, airline pilots on, air traffic controllers on. Anybody with a brain knows the official story is impossible and is a fraud. Let's talk to Jack in Texas. Jack, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
How you doing?
I'm well, bud. I know you hear this a million times during your show, but thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you.
Under the heading of all the cameras they're watching us with, particularly on the superhighways and the freeways, particularly in Dallas and Houston, they've got a camera. Now they've added 2 years ago a little device about half that size, kind of looks like a camera on a pole, usually just the other side flow direction of the camera. It's pointed down towards the ground. Not sure what that is. Now in Dallas, Fort Worth, they've added another pole. It's an octagon galvanized pole 25 to 30 feet in the air with just an antenna on it.
Now, let me just stay there and I'll tell folks about all this when we get back.
All right.
You have antenna arrays.
Well, this is something else. Come back and I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, okay. But, I mean, I'm just going to go over what they have. They have cameras that scan license plates. They have cameras that read optical barcodes that they're now imprinting on license plates that you can't see unless you turn them to the edge of the light. They got a bunch of other little goodies, and they're putting the whole grid in before they announce it to you. Stay there. I want to hear about it, Jack.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go back and let Jack in Texas tell us about these new devices. Go ahead, Jack.
Well, Alex, it's a pole 35, 25 feet high. It's got only an antenna on it. They've not installed the device. I'm wondering if there's...
I've seen them.
I'm wondering if there's not a connection between that, and we all know they're going to perpetrate another event, probably declare martial law. And I'm wondering if this, the timing of this instrument being installed would be an insight to when that's going to occur.
Well, did you hear me right before 9/11? I reported that thousands of cameras were shipped into warehouses in Austin and prepared.
Yeah.
And then within weeks after it happening, they went up in the neighborhoods everywhere.
Right.
I said, oh, it's because of 9/11.
Well, I'm suspecting. I'll tell you what I'll do. I travel these routes every day. They're on the Dallas North Toll Road. They're on George Bush, and they're starting to move them along LBJ. I'll keep an eye out.
Now, are those right next to already existing cameras?
They're generally putting them isolated by themselves, which is curious to me.
Well, I've talked to some of the technicians putting these in. Those are normally wireless transmitter towers. Do they have a lug point? A blister point to put in a...
No, there's no access panel. There's no blister point. It's a smooth, tapering, octagonal pole, galvanized, 25 feet high. It's got a flat top on it. It's got a receiving plate, and it's got a four-foot antenna on it. They're all identical. None of them have any instruments installed, and they're the recent addition to go up behind the cameras.
Well, they've already put in the little radio readers to read our transponder tags we're all going to be fitted with soon.
Okay, the one that's at an angle, they're all at the exact same angle. They point right down to the ground, to the pavement, and they're usually about 50 feet beyond the cameras in the flow direction.
Yeah, those are the transponder readers normally.
Well, one night, they put them in at night. I stopped, pulled over, and went up and tried to talk to these guys, and they didn't want anything to do with whoever's installing them under the subcontract.
Well, it's all part of freedom.
Yeah, isn't it, though?
But we can't have that on the border.
Well, I'm going to keep an eye on these things as soon as they install one. They're also starting to put up concrete dividers down the middle of George Bush. They never had them before. There wasn't any reason to put them up. There's been a few head-on crashes, people crossing the median. But I've noticed around here, I'll keep monitoring.
Well, you know when they pile them up at key intersections, they admit that's to block cities off.
Well, and to keep you from crossing over in case you see a roadblock coming up ahead. So
it's all part of freedom.
Oh, yeah. I'll keep an eye on these polls. I'll report back to you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. We'll start the third hour, get into a bunch of other news, and continue with your calls. Kim and Jonathan and TJ and Chris and others. The last minute and a half left I got in this hour. I really, again, want to encourage every single solitary one of you out there that hasn't gotten my videos, that hasn't made copies of them, that hasn't gotten them out to friends and family and opinion makers in your area, to really strongly consider writing down this toll-free number and this website and calling the number or going to the website or writing to me and getting 9/11 the Road to Tyranny. We need to expose who carried out 9/11. The perpetrators need to be brought to justice, and Road to Tyranny does that. So does Masters of Terror. My new film, American Dictators, is excellent. So many big specials I'm offering right now where you buy one video at the regular price, you buy another for $5.95. I mean, just crazy deals. Because I just want to get the information out to the people. Go to Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And go to the safe, secure online shopping carts. Peruse them. Watch free clips of the films. Read about them, look at all the different specials, and order them today. Or call toll-free 24 hours a day. We got great folks standing by at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Many hands make light work. If you don't take action, who will? You can also write to me at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Third hour of global transmission against tyranny, straight ahead. So please stay with us.